But as I say, good morning to Robbie Slater. Well, Robbie, the Manchester United, the Devils, they're on top of the Premier League. They face off on Monday morning against your mob, Liverpool. Do you think Liverpool can bounce back?
Well, they can. There's plenty of time. There's no doubt about that. But, yeah, their form's been pretty ordinary in the last three weeks or so. They've dropped 9 points. So, you know, United have taken control. Manchester City are looming as well. They've got a game in hand, and they're only a point behind Liverpool, and their form is very good at the moment. But for Liverpool, they get to play Manchester United and Anfield on the weekend to go back to top of the table. And I expect them to do that.
Certainly will be. Any reason for the slump, Robbie, that you can see watching the games?
Yeah, probably COVID, like everything else.
Well, probably yeah. Right. You mentioned Man City. They're also
turning on the TV and there's no crowd. Huh?
How do you reckon the players are dealing with that?
Well, I've done it with great difficulty. I can see it in a lot of the games I watch. Yeah, very. The intimidation factor's gone from the stadiums, of course. You know, when you go to Old Trafford or when you go to Anfield, the hostile atmosphere that teams feel, they don't feel that. So it's just different, very different.
Yeah, it certainly looks different when you watch the games on TV. Just when you turned up to play Liverpool at Anfield, what was the sense of? There must have been some excitement as well as intimidation.
It was a lot of. Yeah, look, when I played at Anfield, to be honest, Liverpool weren't in the greatest of shapes. Of course, Liverpool went 30 years without winning an EPL title, a league title. So, but, I mean, such was the place, the history of Anfield. There was always a massive amount of respect and a certain amount of, definitely excitement. Yeah, you're going to one of the most famous football theatres in the world, not only in England. So when you went to Anfield, when you went to Old Trafford, that there were certainly massive feelings, and particularly from a boy who grew up in the southwestern suburbs of Sydney, who grew up obviously with English parents and supporting Liverpool. So for me, going to Anfield was always special.
Well, Robbie, personal question, where was the place that gave you the chills? Anywhere in the world when you had to play that you just thought, whoa, okay, we're here. Not so much that, you know, you walked down Anfield and you were, like you said, the boy from around St. George, you went, right, oh, I'm here at Anfield. I'm talking about like you're actually a bit scared. You're thinking, gee, they're psychos.
I was lucky in my career, or lucky, whichever way you want to look at it, that I played at some very, very intimidating places. And although, you know, you only played at them once, the you never forget them. One was the in Tehran when we played Iran in the first league of the World Cup qualifier in 97. 128,000 crowd of only men.
All blokes.
All men. Yeah, all blokes. And playing at the River Plate in 93 against Maradona in Argentina was quite simply amazing. It was a crowd that was buoyant. From the first time we went up through a tunnel that brought you out near the halfway line, which shows you the intimidation of the place. And we walked out. So this is an hour before kickoff. You couldn't hear someone standing right next to you talking to you. And the whole place had the impression like the whole stadium was jumping up and down because the crowd were jumping up and down all at the same time. There was a lot of fear in that place.
It's you get shivers just listening to you talk about it, but certainly an experience and a memory that you'll never forget. Games on A-Leagues this weekend. The Sydney Derby's on. Which way are you going?
Well, Western Sydney Wanderers have had more success in this fixture in the last couple of seasons, but can't go past Sydney. It's always a terrific game. The Sydney Derby. There's no love lost between the two, but I expect Sydney to have just a little bit too much.
Melbourne City v Western United.
Yeah, of Melbourne down there in Melbourne. So tough one to pick. Western United with a surprise in that COVID finish that we had last season. I think Western United might come up with it here.
And finally, Newcastle take on MacArthur FC.
Yeah, well, Newcastle well documented all their problems. Always brave on the field, but the new boy.
Beautiful. Robbie, enjoy your weekend, mate. We'll see you on Fox.
Beautiful.
And have a good week. Any much planned away from the football commentary?
Can't be divulging that kind of information.
Nah. Well, if any of our listeners happen to...
At my stage in life, there's not a lot of power, so there'll be a lot of A-League work.
I love it. All right, mate. We'll hear your dulcet tones over the weekend. Thanks, mate.
See ya.